Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You know, Kyle, you can't listen to Dire Straits without tapping your foot.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just, that guitar lick, there's no one else that really sounds like them. As soon as it starts, you know who it is.
Yeah, every time I play it, you know it's Dire Straits within the first 3 seconds.
It's always. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right back to the phones and talk some more fishing with Brad Peterson. Brad is a guide here in the Colorado area, if you haven't listened to him before. He also, many years ago, worked at Camp Fish for In Fishermen. He's a fishing educator. He's got a degree in fisheries biology, and he's a very accomplished tournament angler. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry.
You know, as people are venturing out, I know they're going further and further, whether they're supposed to be or not, but everybody's looking for a place to go. Fishing license sales are through the roof, and that's a good thing. In the short term, it's bringing people out that because there's no youth sports, they can't go to a movie, there's certainly nothing on television, and you can't even go out for a meal. And so they're striving to find things to do outdoors. In the long term, it's going to be great for our industry because it's going to help bring money in to promote our resources. But right now, people kind of want to know, both close and maybe if I drive a little bit, where can I go? And I know in this northeast Colorado area, you really cover the water. Give me some updates on what's going on.
Well, Terry, like Nate was saying, in the weather that we have coming, that water temperature really warming is going to make things happen. A lot of the lakes are in the upper 50s to low 60s, and usually for me that 60 degree water temperature in the spring, early summer is that magic temperature when you've got a good walleye bite going, a good crappie bite going, the bass are moving up, so everything is going good. If you're looking for spots to fish and you want to travel, right now, I'm sure a lot of people have heard the Bite It Jumbo is going really good out there for the walleye. It is a little bit of a trek out there, but it's worth the drive if you want to go out there. And then a little bit closer in, Jackson's starting to pick up. Jackson, the warmer, both those lakes are being out east are going to warm a little bit quicker. And since both of them are a little quicker, you warm up a little quicker and you're going to get a little bit better bite. Jackson's got both walleyes and wipers going. And then as you get a little bit closer to the front range.
Before we move in closer, let's talk a little bit about how are people catching the fish on Jumbo and Jackson? What kind of techniques? If I'm heading out there, how would I approach them?
You know, Jumbo right now has got a really good live bait bite going in that 8 to 12 foot range. There's a lot of aquatic vegetation coming up, and so people are kind of looking at the outer edge of that vegetation being right up against the edge. And you can do that with either, you know, dragging a jig and a crawler or a jig and plastic. And then you also can do it pulling bottom bouncers and spinners right in there. All that will produce the fish. If you get a little bit of wave action on the shoreline, and, you know, muddies up an area, I like to head over there and then pitch a jig in plastic. And I'm a big fan of the boot tail that you guys were talking about in the last segment. I use the BioBait swim baits. But the one tip I'd give everyone is when you put that on your jig head, go get a little bit of super glue. Put a little dab of super glue right about at the base of the jig head. When you put that your plastic, your bio bait, whatever you're putting on there, it's going to hold it there and it's going to last a lot more fish. And the scent on that doesn't really affect the fish at all. So if you want to make your plastics or rubber type presentations last longer, just a little dab of super glue right up near the jig head works. Now moving to Jackson, you can cast the shallows in the low light period, and then once the sun comes up, the fish are moving out south of the boat ramp along the no wake buoy line. There's a live bait bite, and then along the dam, there's a good trolling bite going on. Trolling your rattling shad wraps, your shad style baits in the size 5 to 7s, and around that 2 mile an hour mark has been the speed that really seems to be triggering those fish.
Now, I want to make a couple comments. So you talked about bottom bouncers, and bottom bouncers used to be the premier presentation in the western United States, and it still probably will catch as many or more walleyes than almost anything if the situation is right, but you don't hear about it as much. Now, if people aren't familiar, they want to know how to fish bottom bouncers, you and I actually did some work at Pueblo Reservoir, and it's on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, where I think I start out and you joined me later. And
that
we
was
actually
the first season, wasn't it?
It was very early, but it's really great technique, and it really describes bottom bouncers. And you know, it's right now over the last month, it's been the second most watched show on my YouTube channel. And then I also want to mention, you talked about trolling crankbaits. There are two or three shows where we troll crankbaits, me and different anglers, with both lead cord, just diving them, and snap weight. So you can get all that information on our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. Are there any size to the wipers out at Jackson Lake?
You know, Jackson, the wipers are running mainly about 14 to 18, 19 inches is the main year class. They stocked it for a few years, and then they laid off. So there aren't too many of the smaller fish there. But you have those just at or above keeper size. It's a 15-inch minimum at Jackson. And then there are still some of those holdover fish from way back when that are, boy, they're pushing, you know, upper 20-inch range. If you get into one of those.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you get into one of those, be ready for a battle for quite a while.
That's exactly what I was going to say. An 18, 20-inch wiper, well, you'll think you've got a 25-inch, 30-inch bass or trout on. They will pull your string. They're so fun to catch. What about as we get closer to home, Brad? I know you were going to start going there.
Closer to home, the one lake that's been fishing really well has been Union. And a lot of people don't really even think about it. It's a Longmont city and park there. It's just west of St. Vrain State Park. And you're able to launch boats out there. It's a no-wake lake, fairly small. They did close down some of their fishing piers and their swim beaches, but the lake is still open for fishing. And a lot of people are out there catching walleyes. Again, it's mainly a trolling crankbait bite. I think by the end of the week with the water warming, I think the live bait bite is going to pick up there as well. And that is very similar to a jumbo in that there is some aquatic vegetation. And I find the best luck, you know, if I'm going to be out there pulling live bait in the middle of the day, just find the deep edge, particularly along the south and the east side, has some good weeds from the boat ramp. You can get in there on that deep edge and get into quite a few fish. And it has a good population of perch and bluegill as well. So if you're pulling live bait, you never know what you're going to end up with. It reminds me a lot of Minnesota fishing when you're pulling live bait along the weed edge. You just are never quite sure what you're going to catch, but you know there's fish right there.
Well, and I don't mind once in a while pulling up, taking out the ultralights and targeting those perch and bluegills either. That can be just a lot of fun. And if you're out on a lake like that in a float tube, and you know you could target those bluegills and those perch with a conventional rod and some live bait or a jig tipped with something, and then a lot of times pick up a walleye or something else while you're doing it.
Yeah, you definitely can. And the other thing I would mention up in this, you know, Northern Front Range area, the state has been stocking a lot of trout in the various ponds. So you have a lot of the smaller ponds, whether it's St. Vrain or some of the ones up in the Fort Collins area, that either are getting stocked with trout, but also the warm water fish are really getting active and the crappies are moving up to spawn. And there's bluegills active. The bass, you're able to get them in the shallows right along that first break. And I've actually started to get a few fish on top water. So the small bodies of water are fishing well. So if you don't have a boat, don't feel like you're getting left out. There's plenty of opportunities right now to get out there and catch some fish, especially before the weeds get too grown up in those ponds. And sometimes some of those ponds become real tough to fish. They get overgrown, and And the nice thing about those ponds are when they do get overgrown, the fish don't get as pressured. So usually those ponds have bigger fish in them.
Oh, yeah. Well, another thing, too, is these ponds, first of all, great thing to do is check the stocking report. Now, on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, they're still only doing the fishing report every other week. But when that comes out on Fridays, we post that on our Facebook page. So there's a link, and there's a link in there to the stocking report. And you can go back, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or even a couple months by going back through the dates and see when some of these small bodies of water and ponds were stocked with trout, and that'll give you a great opportunity. And they want you to go harvest those. And a lot of those same bodies of water are the ones that have the bluegills and crappies. So a lot of times when I'm out, if I have a second rod stamp, I'll throw one out with a jig or a piece of bait. Usually it's a small piece of gulp, or it could be bio bait. Bio bait leech is great. I'll throw something out under a bobber, and both the trout and the panfish will hit that. And then I'll use either a jig or a spinner to work around the lake, and you can really, really have fun that way.
Yeah, you definitely can. That's a great presentation to catch pretty much anything in those bodies of water. And don't be surprised if you don't catch a big catfish as well. The one thing to take into consideration with the warm water fish in these ponds is they're getting ready to spawn. And you've talked about it earlier about selective harvest. If you get on a bite and you know, these ponds where you might see bluegills bedding, or you get on the crappies that are about ready to lay their eggs, or you're watching bass on the beds, we have to let some of those fish go because these ponds rely on natural reproduction to keep the fish there. So if you want to keep a few fish for a meal, that's great. But this time of year is just not the time to go fill your freezer. It can really hurt a pond for years going forward.
All right, my friend, if people want to get a hold of you for a guide trip, how do they find you?
Look me up on Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors, or you can check out my website at bradpeterson.me.
All right. We will talk to you again soon, and you and I need to get fishing soon when this thing starts to loosen up a little bit. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, we do, Terry. Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to take a quick time out, and then we're going to switch things up, and the folks from Colorado Clays are going to join us, and we're going to talk some shooting on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.